John McBride.
And where do you live?
Old Snowmass.
You're a rancher, are you not?
Yes.
And you're in favor of wolf reintroduction?
Well, I don't feel that wolves are the great threat that other ranchers seem to think they are. We have mountain lion, we have bear and coyote and all kinds of things like that, but it seems to me that wolves belong in part of this landscape. And there are programs if a wolf kills a calf to reimburse a rancher. Ranching is not the world's best business anyway, but it's clearly it's not going to be ruined by the reintroduction of wolves.
What do you think is the biggest challenge or the biggest barrier towards wolf reintroduction into Colorado?
Attitude of many people who think they're very dangerous. I mean, this has gone on from time immemorial, fear of us not being able to live with our fellow animals.
Connie Harvey. I live on 1100 States Road in Aspen. I'm a wildlife nut, I guess. No, I think having a complete ecosystem is good for the health of all the other creatures, too. I mean, and maybe not individually, but collectively. I think humans have a tradition of murdering wolves as the best way they can, every possible way. And, you know, you have songs about the big bad wolf and all that, and that's part of what we're brought up with.
My name is Bruce Gordon. Many years ago, I was an integral part of helping to reintroduce the wolf into Yellowstone, and that was met with a lot of pushback and seemed to be a really successful experiment, if you will. And it's been a very healthy reintroduction for the park, for the people around it, it's a tourist attraction, I mean, you name it, and it's all been very positive. And I think people have gone, especially in those days, they ended up really doing an excellent job on mitigating some of the wolf depredation, which will occur.
What do you think is the biggest challenge towards wolf reintroduction in Colorado?
The population of people, humans.
Martin Suthran. I was involved with the Mexican wolf reintroduction in Arizona 20 years ago. I was in the bush for 3 months studying the feasibility of their reintroduction there, and I did quite a bit of networking with the ranching community there. I did talk to some guys who were running successful, profitable ranches, and they realized that the wolf could actually be good for their industry because the wolves take away, you know, sick animals. But that was by far the minority.